Hi, I'm Jason.
And I'm Julie.
We're here to tell you about the risks of using peer-to-peer file sharing programs on the Cornell network.
Last year, Cornell University received over 500 legal notices related to the use of file share programs.
The music and movie industries have ramped up their enforcement efforts nationally. And here at Cornell, they recently threatened over 40 students with lawsuits.
In many cases, these threats resulted in settlements that cost individual students thousands of dollars.
We're not here to tell you what you can or cannot do, but we do want to tell you a few things about copyright law and peer-to-peer file sharing we think you should know. Copyright law protects most popular music, movies, games, and software. Copying and distributing other people's work without permission usually violates copyright law. And just because you've legally purchased and downloaded music doesn't mean it's legal to share it.
Music and motion picture industries search university networks for copyright violations by joining FileShare networks and taking snapshots of FileShare folders. If the music or motion picture industry thinks a student is sharing copyrighted material, they may send Cornell a legal notice. The university refers students who receive these notices to a copyright education program, and repeat offenders may be temporarily suspended from using the network. But there isn't always a warning before the worst can happen. In some cases, students were using the network for less than 24 hours when the content industry identified their activities for a lawsuit.
Not everyone knows how file share systems work. These programs can be tricky. They may be sharing files even when you're not actively using them. And uninstalling them can be difficult. If you're not sure how to do it, talk to someone at the university's help desk. So, even though these programs aren't illegal in and of themselves, when they're distributing music and movies over the internet, they can create some pretty serious legal risks. Remember, all of this applies not only to the network in Cornell's residence halls, but to the wireless Red Rover system as well.
Cornell believes in freedom with responsibility. The university doesn't police students who are using the network.
But we do want you to know about the potential consequences of using file sharing programs.
If you have more questions about how file share systems work, or about copyright law and how it affects you, check out some of the resources on the page with this link.